I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How much is this next stretch here going to determine maybe your direction at the deadline?
Well, look, I think ever since the game against Tampa Bay on New Year's Eve, which was certainly a disappointing game from you look at where we were at the midpoint of that game, I think Ralph has really focused a lot on with our group about sort of short-term goals. And that's great for our internal group. From our standpoint, from a manager's perspective, we do have to take a little bit more from a longer range perspective from that standpoint, and we'll certainly see how things progress here. I think it's exciting to have, 8 of the next 9 here at home. At the start of the year, that was a challenge to our group here to have a strong home ice presence. For the most part, I think we've done a good job with that. And I think you really look at our group from the Christmas break on, we've played fairly well, but maybe haven't gotten the results that we wanted to all the time. And now it's important to start here tonight against Ottawa to try to get the results, but continue to improve as a group.
You're 10 points out of a playoff spot, but does it feel strange in that it feels like you're still in it because of all the home games and the way you've played here this year?
Without a doubt. And look, we understood that. It's an interesting dynamic. You go last week with not playing games, and other teams are going to be winning, and they move up in the standings from you and sort of pull away. But then you have to take a step back and realize, I believe we won 3 of the last 4, and I thought, especially against Vegas, Dallas, Nashville, 3 strong Western Conference teams, we played fairly well in those games and could have come away with 6 points, didn't, but that's still what we have to work on. And it's important that with a young group to continue to develop, but it's important that in crucial situations like we have coming up here to earn points. So it's what Ralph and myself are certainly just excited the last couple of days is just how the group has come back here. Now we got to obviously go out there and perform that in the game, but I think there's guys are re-energized, guys are excited. I think our execution certainly was a lot better in day 2 of practice than day 1 of practice. But, hey, now let's go out there and see what we can do.
When it comes to adding to this group, is forward probably the focus that you're maybe looking for at this point?
I think we've been very honest from that standpoint. From, one, some of the injuries with Sabaka, Tage Thompson, two, just the development of some of our younger players, such as Yoki Harju or Lawrence Pilot. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to add to our group there. And I think, if we can add more to our sort of offensive mix, we would certainly look for it. I think also, too, whenever you can add to just our team speed up front, that's another thing that we can look at. But, we are excited tonight to get Jeff back in the lineup. That's going to be a huge addition. And now to see for the first time that sort of mix of Skinner, Johansson, Frolik, do they have chemistry as a line there? Sorry, I beg your pardon? Well, we certainly think that they can come up, and you look at a player like Curtis Lazar has come up and I think found, with Curtis, we gave him specific things to work on with his game going when he got sent down, I think, the second time to Rochester. Talk about face-offs, talk about PK, assertiveness, getting to the net, things that, hey, we're trying to work on up here. And I think he took it to heart, and he's sort of found a role from that standpoint. I think our players in Rochester, there's roles that they certainly can fit. And, as a group down there, they've dealt with some injuries at forward. I thought Remy Elie, just earlier last week, was playing extremely well, then had another setback from an injury standpoint. But we do understand that we have a sort of a good mix down there of younger players, but also players with veteran NHL experience that can come in and help our group if need be.
How disappointing was it to lose Tage, considering his development, and you lose him on his shift at the end of his first game and so forth?
Put it bluntly, it was extremely disappointing, because you'd be talking about and go around circles about where's the best spot from a development standpoint, whether it's Rochester, whether it's Buffalo in the National Hockey League, American Hockey League, what's the best thing for his career. But the key ingredient from all that is he's playing hockey, and that's a tough thing right now, is he's just not playing in those games. And the great thing that Tage did when we challenged him last year at the end of the year, and things he did, that he implemented that through the entire summer, and I thought there was a disappointment with him coming out of training camp, but it didn't affect his game at all. He knew exactly what he had to work on, was excited about working on those skills, and you look at not just his stats, goals and assists in Rochester, but just how much offense he was creating and the chances he was creating down there. It was great to see in the strides. And then when we did face some injuries up here, you just go, well, hey, that could have been a situation where Tage got a little bit more ice time. So it's disappointing that he didn't get that experience. That being said, just like he did last summer, he's been a beast in the weight room, and that's what he's going to have to do coming off of the surgery. And it's something that he's going to have, you know, the good thing about where the surgery, the time it happened, is he's going to be able to have a good summer of training and be ready to go at the start of training camp.
You have two veterans here in Bogosian and Rodriguez who very publicly wanted out. And your coach said, we want to play the players who want to be here. Mm-hmm. But now they've appeared back in the lineup. There appears to be some disconnect there. Why are they in the lineup when they don't want to be here? Why shouldn't they be sitting?
Well, they're in the lineup at times that they can help our team. And then in the situations where they can't help our team, we're going to do it. And whether a player makes his, you know, we're going to continue to make an evaluation of it. Hey, if a player does go to the media, it's not going to change how we're going to dictate things and how we're going to make them. If something can come materializes that improves our team, we'll certainly make that move from that standpoint. But I also think that, you know, it's something that the coaching staff reflects on every day and sort of sees what is the group that can help us win.
So is there not necessarily a disconnect but more an evolution from day to day? I mean, opinions can change from day to day. Can he help us today? He can't help us? Is that what it is?
Well, I would also say to their point, too, is that these players, hey, they're going to make a voice opinion, but those players, too, have worked hard behind the scenes. And they've understood, they've had conversations with myself and more importantly with Ralph on just where their status is on our team here now and, you know, how we felt about some of their comments. To their credit, they've worked hard and tried to find a role on this team. And that's where it goes from a day-to-day standpoint of seeing what's best for our group here and how they're performing in practice, just like there is with so much other with the end competition we have within our group.
What would you say is the level of desperation all the way from ownership on down for this team to get in the playoffs?
Well, I don't think our team's that much different from anywhere else. Like what you start
you have
with
the
this
longest drought in the league.
What? Yeah, but like what team doesn't want to be in the playoffs? What team doesn't strive at the start of the year going, you know, let's have a good year? No, it's a situation where, like, I think there's a difference between having that to be your focus every day of playoffs, versus I think what we've realized with this group and what Ralph has realized with the group is when you keep it short term, when you focus on the short term goals, we seem to play better and we seem to focus better from that standpoint. So, yeah, in our conversations, the goal is ultimately to get to playoffs. And we understand the importance of, you know, our young players gaining that experience. It's what we've tried to create in Rochester. It's what we've tried to create in Cincinnati is players gaining experience in playoffs and in those situations. It's why we're ecstatic about Dylan Cousins being in World Junior Championships, playing in gold medal games. You get that experience of pressure situations. We want our young players to be in there. So that's across the board here in our organization. It's certainly focused, but it's not something that we talk about every day because I think there's more short-term goals that we have to work on that will eventually lead to our long-term success and long-term goals.
Jason, what do you think about Casey Mittelstadt's progress in Rochester since you guys have sent him down?
Well, look, I think Casey's done a great job of integrating with himself with the team in Rochester, been very dialed in with our coaching staff there. It was something that I said that I've one of my comfort levels of sending Casey to Rochester was his relationship with Chris Taylor, and I think that's blossomed here. And I think over the last little bit, he's done exactly what we talked about. He's played in key situations. I think last week, you know, in our game in I think it was down in Cleveland, you know, him and Lawrence Pilot hooked up for the game-winning goal in overtime. And look, you know, I've said it before. Like, I believe Casey could play in the National Hockey League right now, but we want him to not just survive. We want him to excel, and we have high expectations for Casey, and Casey does for himself too. And what we've really liked about his attitude in Rochester is he's been very proactive in what he needs to work on, and with the coaching staff, with his other teammates there, and overall, it's been a good experience for him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.